Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, back to Nothing Impossible on Gangnam OX.
Welcome back, Michael and Travis, in the Cortex Innovation Community by the new Metrolink station that's being constructed, looking at the 4220 building that's going up, Microsoft's new regional headquarters, but also Venture Cafe's got a big presence in there.
Yeah, Venture Cafe will be opening up Innovation Hall, which is a 10,000 square foot event venue. So if you want to, you know, hold events and conferences for up to 300-400 people, that'll be opening up next summer. I can't believe all this construction is great, and I hear the clanging of the Metrolink right now. So it's really cool to be outside in this urban core.
I think Bob Clark will address the Metrolink when we talk with him, the head of Clayco. He'll weigh in. He was on the inside of the Amazon bid, so we'll talk with him coming up. But right now, all the innovation's not happening here in Cortex, Travis. There's a place called Brazen where there's a lot of innovation happening too.
Yeah, I went out to Webster Grove to talk to Mindy Mazur, who's the new executive director of Brazen. You might remember Brazen under its former name, Prosper Women's Entrepreneurship. They changed their name, changed their brand. I think Brazen fits them really well, and so I got to sit down and talk to Mindy.
So here's Travis Sheridan and Mindy Mazur.
Now, we should say, as a way of disclosure, that I am on the board of Brazen St. Louis. I was participated in the hiring process of Mindy, but this is still a very worthy conversation because Brazen's doing great work. And as it relates to empowerment of women in St. Louis, what are some of the things that Brazen does to accomplish that?
Sure. So Brazen St. Louis is a membership-based organization. And in terms of the members we seek to help, we are looking to talk to women who are owning their own businesses, their presidents or CEOs. They are not part of a parent company, and they are also growth seeking. And what that means is they're ready to take their business to the next level. And we have a variety of membership offerings for our members. We have a few different levels, really. You can be kind of a supporter level. You can also be Team Brazen. And you can check this out at BrazenSTL.com, the different levels. Team Brazen has immersive programming throughout the year, everything from roundtables with basic building block experts, accounting, IT, how to tackle some legal issues when you're building your business, those types of business-first approach roundtables. We have also what we call power hours, which are opportunities for folks to connect one-on-one with experts in various fields to help them build their businesses. And then, of course, there are larger events as well, just to network women together who are going through a lot of the same struggles and challenges and opportunities. We also have growth groups, which is really sort of the signature piece of Brazen St. Louis, where we have women CEOs and business owners that come together 7 to 9 at a time. They meet for 3 hours a month, and Brazen has specific software that helps them facilitate their own growth groups and put forth challenges to help each one of them grow their businesses individually, and it's a wonderful opportunity for women to really get engaged.
Well, one of the things that I always talk about that St. Louis does well is we're not generalists in things. We like to get very specific. And so if we look at what Stadia Ventures is doing through sports technology, or the Yield Lab is doing through ag tech, or 630 through fintech, or even cybersecurity, focusing on a niche is really important. What do these women learn from each other when they are just really, the niche is being a woman?
Right. Well, women do have unique challenges in the business world. And with some of the organizations that have been around for, in some cases, centuries probably, they don't always speak to those unique challenges that women have. So Brazen presents an opportunity for women to come together, and really, some of our taglines that are so much the motto of Brazen: no ceilings, make your own rules, no apologies, and making sure that we create a space where women feel comfortable to ask the questions they need to ask, so that they can move their businesses forward in a really sophisticated way.
I love the swagger behind Brazen. Like, even walking into the office or walking through the corridor coming into the office today for this interview, like, there's a, like, I felt my shoulders swaggering a little bit as I'm coming in here. Like, there's a certain vibe with Brazen. Talk a little bit about how important that brand is to really what it is that you do.
Sure. It's extremely important because a lot of what holds women back in a variety of fields, and specifically with opening and growing their own businesses, is a lack of confidence. And so what we want to do is create an environment where women are supporting one another, and men supporting those women as well, in really having a bold approach to growing their businesses and creating economic opportunity in the region.
So you've come on board. You're now running Brazen. I'm sure you have hopes, dreams, and plans. What is your vision for Brazen?
Oh, my vision. Oh, it's, where do I even start? I'm just so excited and getting my sea legs, if you will, right now. What I really want to do is move the needle as it relates to women entrepreneurs in the St. Louis region. I want to help as many women businesses as possible to grow their businesses, to become economically independent in some cases, to make millions of dollars in other cases, to support each other and to give back to the region.
Well, we're gonna take a break in a few moments. I have a couple more questions for you, and then we're gonna, in this next segment, we'll be joined by Jennifer Elin, who was the founding executive director, president, and CEO of Brazen St. Louis, and now is running Brazen Global. But before we take a break, you mentioned these growth groups and some of the things that are educationally focused. Is there a common thread or like one or two questions that most women have about starting a business? And just for the listeners out there, so that they have a better idea of, and they can identify and say, oh my gosh, I am one of those women. What are some of those common things?
Sure. So there's everything from, should I hire staff or should I contract out right now as I'm taking that next step in my business? How do I go through the women or minority business owned process? Those types of questions often come up. There are questions in terms of space. You know, where should I office? Should I have an office? Should mm-hmm. I office? Should I start, at home before I build out? And what should I do if I'm looking to make an acquisition and buy my competitor? Mm-hmm. So really a lot of questions like that are the type that we hear within our membership.
So I guess it's probably safe to say the same things that keep men up at night thinking about their business are the exact same things that keep women up at night thinking about their business.
That's true. That's absolutely true. Yes.
What a revelation. Business is hard for people. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to continue talking about Brazen. I'm on location at the Brazen headquarters here in Webster Groves. This is Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
Now, back to Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
Welcome back to Nothing Impossible on KMOX. Travis Sheridan on location at the Brazen Global Headquarters and the Brazen St. Louis Headquarters here in Webster Groves. Last segment, we are speaking to Mindy Mazur, who is the new Executive Director for Brazen St. Louis. We're also joined by Jennifer Elin, who was the founding President and CEO of Brazen St. Louis and is now running the Brazen Global Operation. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us. And very quickly, from St. Louis to Global, what is that change and what is Brazen Global?
Sure. Thanks for having me, first of all. Always good to sit with you, Travis. So, you know, when we decided it was time to expand this organization, we were also in the process of going through a rebranding. And we decided to practice the very method that we preach to the women entrepreneurs that we serve. And that was to think big and to think with the end in mind. Where did we see this organization going? We have every intention and every aspiration to take this organization global, not necessarily even just for our own personal aspirations, but also for the betterment of the women entrepreneurs we serve. There are a lot of really great best practice organizations that work with middle market CEOs doing, you know, $10, $50, $100 million in annual revenue that have a global network of members. And that membership is as important, if not more important, than the very programs that they offer to that membership. The fact that if you're looking to grow your business and you want to set up distribution in Tokyo, you could find members of this same organization and connect with them in Tokyo and have them help open doors for you in that market to open up that distribution center. We want to create that exact same phenomenon for women entrepreneurs and for those who want to support them.
And so St. Louis has been somewhat of a testing ground for this, a pilot project, not even a pilot project. It was really just the first iteration. And now the opportunity is to package this and take this to other cities?
Absolutely. And you know, that's really really a testament to St. Louis and the St. Louis community and everybody who's been involved in this initiative since day one. You know, completely honest and transparently, we started this as a volunteer initiative. We wanted to move the needle in St. Louis, and we wanted to do so with meaningful and substantive programming that was going to go, you know, beyond another social or networking organization and offer true substantive programming to help women entrepreneurs grow their companies. And it, as it turns out, the programs that we launched here in St. Louis really work. And a number of individuals and sponsors and organizations who were involved also have a national and a global presence. And it was sort of a combination of everyone's collective effort to say, hey, what if we could do this in other cities? And how cool would it be if we could connect women in St. Louis with women in Detroit and women in Denver and women in wherever to not only bring these great programs to them, but also to connect them to one another.
So you rattled off some cities. Are those the cities that you're looking at, or is it all still too early?
Yeah, it's all so early. So we're having some really great conversations. You know, obviously our focus is on the U.S. right now. We're calling ourselves Brazen Global, intentionally so, but we want to walk before we run, so to speak. We'll call it a gallop. We want to gallop before we go into a fast-paced, all-out sprint. And we're having some really great, meaningful conversations with a number of communities across the country about a 2018 expansion. We're really excited, but yeah, it's still a little too early to name the markets we'll be entering.
And then rebranding to Brazen Universal will be like down the road once Mars is colonized.
Right. Right? Yeah. Brazen Universal, Brazen Omnipresent.
Yeah. So, you know, the thing that I think about when I look at the St. Louis market is that it is it's like a microcosm of the rest of the especially the United States. That if you're looking at low income areas in St. Louis, we could find those similar analogs in other parts of the United States. If we're looking at affluence, we have it here. It could be analogued elsewhere. Do you see very similar things when you look at women in business and that they have counterparts? You mentioned it, like this soft landing or these learnings that could take place across the network. Talk a little bit about what you see as this the deeper value of the network. You mentioned somebody wanting to go to Tokyo and having a relationship there, but what other things can that help foster?
What other things can the global network help foster in terms of women entrepreneurs? I mean, it's a resounding, gosh, there's so many. There's resources. I mean, just even in my recent travels, I connected with a woman entrepreneur in one market who has really stumbled onto an incredible platform and a new technology that she's developing with a very niche industry. And then I was the very next week visiting another market and was visiting with some venture capital firms who had no idea that she existed and absolutely did not have them on their radar. I introduced the organizations. They are now in a due diligence process with this entrepreneur. So that network alone, not just from a capital perspective even, of elevating the presence of amazing women entrepreneurs who, for whatever reason, are not on the radar of venture capital firms, the fact that they are running amazing, viable businesses and are absolutely an investable entity that should be considered, that alone is one of the benefits. Another benefit, again, beyond the programming, beyond just the general network, is the aspect of inspiration through accomplishment. That women, you know, one thing I'm really excited about is for women of color, who, by the way, are the fastest growing entrepreneurial entity nationwide, starting businesses at a rate faster than any other subset of the population. For Brazen to be able to show women of color in St. Louis examples of an amazing woman who's raised $10 million out of Boston. That's a woman of color that's I'm thinking of specifically who has a beauty related business, and to show examples of inspiration to women across the country and across the globe of here are other women that look and feel and act and sound like you that are doing amazing things, and hey, guess what, you can too, and get involved and let's walk you through that journey.
Well, I sense a changing tide as it relates to innovation and entrepreneurship, more women getting involved, and as I'm not going to put either of you on the spot with this, but as we've seen globally, both in the business world, the entertainment world, and even the political world, men aren't doing so hot right now. Men have a history of making really bad decisions and getting caught for it. And I think one of the ways to overcome that is just put more women not put more women, continue to allow more women to get into those leadership positions and achieve their potential. And so both of you, thank you so much for the work that you're doing at Brazen, both at the global level and the local level. And thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So there we go. So Brazen is not only doing great things in St. Louis, but as you heard from Jennifer Elon, the now president and CEO of Brazen Global, they're looking at worldwide domination.
And coming up next, Bob Clark, speaking of worldwide domination, we'll talk with him about all the projects that Clayco is working on, names like Pfizer, Centene, and Amazon. That's up next on Nothing Impossible on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.